From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Big news about Julian Assange. A star reveals the truth about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and we find out what Oscar Pistorius is up to now. All of that coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Thursday, the 11th of April. We'll start in the US, and Joe Biden has dropped a bit of a bombshell about WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Have a listen to the president's response to a question at the White House this morning.
Do you have a response to Australia's request that you end Julian Assange's prosecution?
We're considering.
Now, if you missed that, Mr. Biden said he is considering dropping espionage charges against Mr. Assange, who's currently fighting extradition to the US from a London prison. The comment will no doubt raise hopes that Mr. Assange could soon be released from custody. Wouldn't that be massive? Back home now, new details have emerged about the murder of 23-year-old Hannah Maguire, whose body was found in a burnt-out car near Ballarat on Friday morning. Her ex-boyfriend, 21-year-old Lachlan Young, has been arrested and charged with her murder. Now it's been revealed he was out on bail for unrelated assault and burglary charges when he allegedly killed her. In much, much lighter news, a French woman has broken the world rope climbing record. The 34-year-old took just 18 minutes to climb a rope 100 metres up in the air to the second floor of the Eiffel Tower, beating the previous record of 90 metres, which was held by a South African man. Well done to her. To showbiz, Denise Drysdale last night became the first star to be eliminated from this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on Channel 10. And I tell you what, she seemed pretty happy about it.
I have to be completely honest.
Yeah.
It is shit in there.
Yeah, yeah, radio.
It is. It's unbelievable.
It looks so tough. The dunnies.
The dirt. Now, I'm a clean person.
Yeah.
There's dirt upon dirt upon dirt upon dirt.
And singer Ricky Lee Coulter has revealed that she had surgery for endometriosis earlier this week. She said she'd been dealing with chronic pain for over a decade that had recently become unbearable. The Nova radio host is now recovering at home and is hoping the pain will be a thing of the past. Good luck to you, Ricky Lee. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport, the AFL has been accused of having double standards after Port Adelaide player Jeremy Finlayson copped a 3-week ban for using a homophobic slur in a game on Friday night. There's confusion as to why he received such a hefty penalty, whereas Roos coach Alistair Clarkson received just a $20,000 fine and a 2-week suspended sentence when he used a homophobic slur earlier in the year. Here's what Mark Robinson had to say on Fox Footy.
On face value, I would argue that Alistair Clarkson, I've written it 3 times already, he remains very lucky that an ambassador of the game, an icon of the game at 55, said what he said and he didn't get suspended. I just still find, and at the time I said it's not right, and now what's happened to Finlayson, I still think, well, this is doubly not right. But the AFL's got their views and they're standing by them.
And finally, there's an update on what disgraced Olympian Oscar Pistorius is up to now. He was released from a South African prison earlier this year after serving 8.5 years for killing his girlfriend, Reeva Steenkamp. Since his release, he's been living in a fortified compound with his uncle and spends his day working as a janitor in a church. Pistorius has reached out to at least 2 members of the International Paralympic Committee asking if they could work together in any capacity, but was told he was simply too toxic. Hard to have sympathy for him, isn't it? You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are 2 incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.